Jarrell, what were the last 24 hours, assuming you're expecting to be a first-round pick, and what the day was like waiting to hear your name in the second round?
It was a little frustrating, but at the same time, you just have to, stay kind of calm I was humbled, with not being picked in the first round, but a great organization took a chance on me. They saw my potential, and I'm just ready to go in and screw everybody wrong and just make an impact.
What did they tell him about how they want to use him?
Jarrell, what were you told about how you were going to be used in the defense?
More passing situations, but also they just want me to be a complete football player. If I'm on the field for three downs, that's what they want me to do. And I just want to be able to come in and make an impact anywhere I can, whether if it's, special teams or deep, right away, goal line, anything, I can do, to impress the coaches as well as, just to get myself on the field I'm ready to do.
Jarrell, I know you wanted to go in the first round, but Ted Thompson doesn't trade up for guys very often. Does that tell you how much they wanted you?
Yeah, definitely. And it just shows that they have faith in my potential. They have faith in the skills that I possess. And they have faith in me progressing as a great football player. And they wanted to see me be prosperous. And so I just want to come in and just have an impact right away. And I just want to, leave my mark and just let these guys know that they have no regrets about picking me.
Jarrell, if Twitter's to be believed, you had to go run around a little bit after you get picked because you have to blow off some steam. Is there a lot of excitement?
Yeah, I had to run around for a little bit. It's just a great organization. I couldn't actually be any place, better than Green Bay. The tradition out there is just unbelievable, and I'm just very excited to be a practice.
I talked to the scouting combine. You said you had interviewed with the Packers, and you talked very favorably of the coaching staff. I guess, can you just kind of reflect upon that conversation and what you thought of the Packers at that time?
Can you repeat the question for me, please?
At the scouting combine, you said you had met with the Packers, and you spoke very highly of the coaching staff and the scouts. I guess, can you just reflect on that conversation?
When we had our formal meeting at the combine, it was just a great time. I felt like we had a great connection in our meeting. Coach Capers, as well as Coach McCartney and the rest of the staff, we kind of bonded and we were able to just connect a little bit. So, those guys were able to take a chance on me, and I just don't want to let these guys down. I want to be, as prepared when I come in.
Are you the type that will use that frustration as motivation moving forward?
Definitely. Because of the simple fact, I just know that this game is a business. I was humbled yesterday, and I'm ready to work, and I got a chip on my shoulder. So I'm ready to come in and make an impact right away and make the nation proud.
You've been a thorn in the Badgers' side. Do you think it'll take a while for these fans to warm up to you over here?
I'll make a couple plays. I think they'll warm up just nicely. So I just want to come in and make some plays, and they'll warm up. They'll be just fine.
How do you feel about playing outside, and what will you have to work on to succeed there?
What I have to do is just study the scheme of the Green Bay Packers and how they want, the techniques and things like that played up front. And I'm just going to go in the lab. I'm going to continuously work to perfect my techniques and perfect myself as a player. And I'm going to develop into the person that Don Capers saw and the person that he wants me to be. And I'm going to make Packer Nation proud. I'm going to come in and make some plays.
Fairly or not, some of the scouts thought you took some plays off. How do you answer that criticism?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
The question was the perception that you had taken plays off and how you handled that criticism.
The way I handled it is the film speaks for itself. If people, criticize and say, I may take a play off here or there. There's nobody in the NFL game today or any college or all the way down to Pee Wee who plays every play full speed, full go without getting tired. It's impossible. So all I can say is, you know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to try to just continue to work to be a lot more consistent, and I'm going to be a lot more consistent. And that's going to be my goal. And the plays that they showed up on the highlight tape, you know, in the draft, that's going to be the same plays that I'm trying to transfer over to the NFL and do it on a consistent basis.
Terrell, did Mike Turgeback let you know that he's a Michigan guy and he's going to be coaching you?
No, he didn't, but I have no problem with that. If he's great coaching, I'll take it all in, no matter what the, where their alumni is.
Terrell, have you ever met Nick Perry at all?
We met out at the Combine. We kind of had a connection because he's from Detroit, and I play in Michigan, so he's heard my name, and I've heard his name from recruiting and things of that nature. So, and we both play D-line. We connected real well at the Combine, so I'm excited.
Is that it for Jarrell?
Who's your agent, Jarrell?
Joe Siegel.